We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, a 54-28 loss to Pittsburgh, just kind of the second quarter was the difference maker in that one. But when you go back on the film, you got to like some good things you saw from Friday night.
Yeah, no, I think we, you know, at times we executed well offensively and defensively. I just think it was a matter of consistency. I think that's kind of the same with all teams. It's just a matter of consistency. You know, I don't think we dealt with adversity very well, but that's something that we can obviously change and work towards. We're encouraged for week two of this.
We mentioned on Saturday morning sports talk about you guys winning the turnover battle, you had a plus one. You got to like that in week one, knowing the defense can be able to force a couple fumbles.
Yeah, no, I think it's turnovers are about being opportunistic, make the plays that are given to you. And so for us, you know, we made those plays and we're fortunate for that. You know, it kept the game close there for a little bit. And, you know, we're just looking forward to getting better at that and continuing to make those plays when they're given to us.
I was really impressed with Ryland Crowell on Friday night making his first varsity second varsity start at running back, and you know he was able to get out of the backfield and you know with those quick passes and everything. He and Cooper Reck really had some good performances on Friday along with Sheldon Stewart.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of the part of our offense. You know, our slot receivers and our tailbacks are going to get the bulk of the carries, and so for us, you know, we put a lot on Sheldon Stewart to be able to get those guys the ball, and you know, we're just really fortunate to have those great young men in our program, and hopefully we can continue this success. You know, and like I said, just maybe be a little bit more consistent, be able to stay on the field for a little bit longer. You know, we had too many three and outs, but at the same time, you know, like I said, glimpses of being a really good football team just need to buckle down and be more consistent.
What's your biggest emphasis heading into week two of practice?
I think for us, it's kind of twofold. I think on the field, just practicing being more physical, you know, especially with the heat, losing that week of practice, being on in the indoor. In hindsight, I was telling our coaching staff that I think we looked back on Saturday morning and you know, we probably left something to be desired there. You know, we did practice physical when we were in the Jones, but again, it's kind of a limited space. And so, you know, we probably weren't as physical for as long, you know, with the heat, which isn't an excuse. It's just something in hindsight, we probably should have gone and, you know, practice at 5:30 or 6 in the morning. And then, you know, for us, again, on top of being physical, it's just being able to deal with adversity. You know, we've got to put ourselves in those positions on Tuesdays and Wednesdays so that when it happens on Friday night, you know, there's no panic. And so, yeah, for us, I think that those are our two big takeaways moving forward.
We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you're heading the Liberal, long road trip ahead. It's going to be a long, what would you say, probably 24 hours, maybe even somewhere between that 18 and 24-hour range. But Liberal coming off a 23-17 win over Holcomb. They needed a late-game touchdown about with 20 seconds left. They got a quarterback back in Brooks Kappelman. Really did some good things last year. But your early thoughts on Liberal?
Yeah, I think they're very explosive offensively, defensively. They play very tough physical football. And that's to be expected when you're in that, you know, when you play Western Kansas football, you play tough football. Just really looking forward to getting out there and you know, competing with those guys. I think, like I said, they're an explosive offense and I hope that so are we. So, you know, hopefully it'll be a fun game to watch.
And we mentioned on Saturday about you guys are going to have a walkthrough about halfway in Pratt on the way out there. How beneficial is it to have a walkthrough on a game day?
Well, it's just an opportunity to kind of refocus after a long bus trip. You know, being from Montana the last 4 years, we've had a lot of long, you know, 5, 6, 7 hour bus trips. So it's really nothing different for me. So yeah, just find a spot where we can stretch our legs and go through a quick little walk and jog through. You know, Coach Wells has done a great job with, you know, the strength conditioning portion of that. So, just let him kind of do his thing and get us ready for a Friday night, and then get the kids fed and get them back on the bus and hit the road.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night. Looking forward to making the trip, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
That is Emporia I head football coach Caden Glinsman joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by NextSec Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.